Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dudes. Nice try, dude.
Catch you later, cop dudes.
Dude.
A war, dude.
It is 100 yards with Adam and Matt. My name's Matt Murphy.
I'm Adam Cole.
So, dude, finally, we're going to talk some football, the AFC North.
There's a lot more to just talk about than the AFC North and football right now, just after today alone.
Yeah, so what's some of the headlines? What do you got going on? You just telling me about a kicker or something?
Yeah, so we can start there. Giants kicker Aldrick Rosas was arrested for a pretty severe hit and run from what the report is saying. It's saying that this morning he was driving a black Chevrolet SUV and witnesses saw him driving erratically over the double yellow lines at a speed estimated to be 100 miles an hour when he ran a red light and hit a Ford pickup truck.
How is he still alive or not in critical condition?
Hold on, it gets better.
Uh-oh.
He attempted to drive away from the scene before his vehicle became disabled. So, he then got out of his car and fled on foot. Without shoes, might I add.
He had to be on something. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he's on his phone going 100 miles per hour and didn't have any shoes on. And I mean, he's fortunate. I'm assuming he had his seatbelt on, hopefully. And hopefully the person he hit is okay. Because going 100 miles per hour, hitting somebody, going that fast. Whew.
Yeah, that's a big question on that one. But then I guess it says that they stopped by his house later on in the day. He wasn't there, but found him walking down the side of a road with his hands, legs, and bare feet covered in blood.
Ooh, boy. So obviously he had something to do with it. It was him.
Right.
I don't know, man. His career might be in jeopardy.
I wouldn't put it past to say that his career might be over.
But then again, if alcohol was involved, I already know the next step.
Yeah.
Rehab.
Yeah.
Community service. Public service announcement.
But he's not, you know, Justin Tucker. He's not a fantastic kicker. I think it said he hit like 12 of 17.
For the Giants?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Don't drink and drive. It's called an Uber or a Lyft. I mean, come on, man. There's too much going on in the world for you to do something silly and stupid.
We can move on to didn't happen today, but yesterday, Ezekiel Elliott.
Oh yeah,
it was leaked out that he was one of the players that tested positive.
Yeah, a couple of Cowboys and Texan players was
Yeah, but for some reason, Zeke was the only one that was specifically mentioned.
Outed. He was outed. Oh boy! And they said he's not showing any symptoms either. So no symptoms, because
right, yeah, they said he's feeling fine, but it was kind of funny. His only response on Twitter was just HIPAA question mark.
Are you serious?
That's all he said. He didn't say anything more. Just HIPAA. Like
business out there like that?
Yeah, more than likely his agent.
Oh boy, that's not right. Why would your agent do that though?
I don't know.
Trying to get fired?
I mean, sounds like it's heading that way, doing stuff like that.
What else we have out there? I guess that's it.
That's it in terms of football headlines. I mean, we could go into all the crazy stuff going on with the MLB and all of that, but that's up to you.
No, let's focus on AFC North. We said we're going to talk about the AFC North, so let's do this. So,
all right.
So what we should do, we should start from bottom, from last to first, okay?
Okay, so we start with Cincinnati?
I thought we were going to start with the Ravens. That was a joke. So, yes, Cincinnati. So let's start with Cincinnati.
Okay.
Joe Barrow. AJ Green, if he comes back and signs that contract.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I'm looking at their depth chart. 3 wide receiver, 1 tight end set. Their 1 tight end, never heard of him. So, not feeling too hot. Their defense does not look bad. Carlos Dunlap, Geno Atkins,
okay.
Josh Bynes,
right.
Von Bell, doesn't look terrible.
They had the 29th ranked defense last year, gave up 393 yards. Same coaching staff for them, though.
Yeah, we'll see how it all changes around this year, but from just looking at the depth chart, defense doesn't look too bad. Offense,
I got something to work on. And then you factor in you have that young quarterback back there.
Right. You have Joe Burrow, who not only is brand new to the NFL, but he's brand new to the Bengals as well. If you think about it, he has had no time other than these virtual OTAs or these virtual walkthroughs
exactly.
to actually learn the playbook. So he's watching footage and looking at a play chart and saying, okay, in this play, you know, this tight end will run this out route and this wide receiver will run this slant. And then he has to watch it. And, you know, he's probably watching hundreds and hundreds of different formations coming at that exact play and how that reaction happens and how he needs to react. And that's great, but that's not the same as putting on pads and actually getting out there and having someone come at you.
And getting your timing down. And what do they say? They say it's like 3 different types of speed. You got a preseason speed, then you have regular season speed, and then you have playoff
postseason.
Speed.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so, man. Postseason football is probably the best thing that we have in sports, in my opinion.
So, Andy Dalton, getting back to Cincinnati, they don't even have a veteran presence at quarterback. I mean, who is that back? Case Keenum? Is it Case Keenum? Who is their backup? I don't know.
Ryan Finley.
See?
Yeah, their only real, leadership, I guess, would be AJ Green.
And listen, we're not sleeping on them because they could shock the world, but it's hard for me to think that that's going to happen with Cincinnati with that young quarterback, but it could happen. It could happen. They could do it. I mean, I've seen it done before.
I mean,
Ben Roethlisberger did it. He went 14-0, the only rookie quarterback to go undefeated. Yeah, but I don't see it happening. I don't see it happening. So, I mean, but they did make some additions on what defense? Some DJ.
Yeah,
leader.
Yeah. They made some defense.
Trey Waynes from Minnesota.
Right. They got Josh Bynes from us.
So basically they
from
have
Baltimore.
Yeah. Oh, did they?
Yeah.
So, wow, he stayed in conference. McKenzie Alexander. So they have 2 new cornerbacks. What happened to the guy that I thought they had a cornerback? What's that guy's name? I guess they got rid of him. Wow. I guess they cut him. They still have William Jackson, because I remember the Steelers was trying to draft William Jackson, and then the Bengals drafted him before the Steelers did, and that's when we drafted this dude by the name of Artie Burns. So it's But yeah, so Cincinnati, I think they'll be fourth in the division.
Yeah, I think they're still in the middle of their rebuild. They're working on it. Still got maybe another season or two to go, in my opinion, before they actually get up there and start, you know, competing for a playoff contention.
I think there's 2 teams in our division that in AFC North that I think have an upper hand on the other 2 teams, and that's my team, the Steelers, and your team, because they've been together for a while, and that the system's been in place for a while. But just wanted to put that out there.
If you think about it, also in the AFC North specifically. The Ravens and the Steelers feed off of each other.
Yeah.
The Bengals and the Browns do not feed off of each other, nor do they feed off of the Ravens or the Steelers.
No.
So, you know, they're kind of just like left out there.
Yeah. And well, remember last year before the season started, the Cleveland Browns won a Super Bowl right before it all started. Remember that, right?
Right.
So, I mean, and let's move on to Cleveland. They have everyone returning, I think, offensively and defense pretty much. But they have a whole new coaching staff and system.
Yeah, yeah. But I wouldn't put it past them, man. I mean, whole new coaching staff, whole new system, yes. But the fact that the players have been together and the players, for the most part, have been working together, that's a huge advantage.
Yeah, yeah. I say third for the Browns. Who do they have? Well, Baker, Mayfield, ODB.
That's who has Case Keenum as the backup, not Cincinnati.
Okay. Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, they've got Nick Chubb. He's pretty serious.
And
got
Kareem Hunt.
Right, right.
Miles, I'll hit you with a helmet, Garrett.
They've got Austin Hooper.
Possibly Jadeveon Clowney, maybe. He turned him down once already. So I don't know if he's going to sign with them, but I mean, they're stacked on paper, man. They were stacked on paper last year.
Yeah, yeah. No, they really were. That, I mean, I go to a Ravens game every year with my dad. It's just been kind of a routine, a thing that we do ever since. Oh, geez. I don't even know. It was back when LT was playing for the Chargers.
Wow.
But we've been going at least once a year, and the last game that we went to last year was the Ravens and the Browns, and that was the game that the Browns lit us up.
Man, they beat y'all up.
Like 41 to 20-something, and the 15 of the 20 points came in the fourth quarter. It was it was rough, man.
Yeah, and then you guys travel to Pittsburgh the next week and beat us. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Cleveland. Thanks for pissing them off before they got to us. Thanks a lot. I hate that when my team plays a conference team and then they lose the week before. It's like, great, now they're pissed off and now they have to win. They have to win. So, Cleveland Browns, I don't think we're going to do any records like that. Like, what's their record going to be? But I'm saying Cincinnati fourth place. I say Cleveland third.
I say it's a closer competition between you guys and Cleveland as to who pulls second. That's me personally. Third. I mean, we obviously both have our biases.
Right. Oh, yeah.
But I'm just thinking of last year's records and how last year played out compared to, you know, the additions and everything like that. And I truly think it's going to be a neck and neck battle for second place in the AFC North. And potentially that sixth wild card spot, because second place in the AFC North tends to get that sixth wild card spot.
Seven now, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So we're probably going to have three teams from the AFC North.
Yeah.
But what you just said, though, you said because of the way things played out last year. All right.
Yeah.
As we segue into the Steelers, we were playing with our third string quarterback last year, had an 8-8 record. Cleveland stacked, had everybody. And finished 7-9, I think it was, or maybe worse. And we're getting a healthy Ben Roethlisberger back with that defense potentially playing to the level it was last year.
Oh, yeah, and you guys got Eric Ebron.
Yeah. So
that's a big pickup.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, I don't know, man.
But I'm also looking at this. You've got a big gap on your left guard side. You've got Stefan... I don't even want to butcher this last name, but...
Wait, left guard?
Left guard. You don't have anybody. According to ESPN depth chart, you don't have anybody second, third, or fourth string.
Wow.
So if he goes down, you're going to have to pull your right guard over.
Wininski.
Okay, there you go. But then you're going to have to pull over Matt Filer or Derwin Gray or somebody like that, and then that's just not... That's an interesting situation, man.
No, we have some people there... Ramon, the big ragu, retired. So he's still out there, though. He could come back and play. But as of right now, he's retired. They signed Steven Wininski from the Kansas City Chiefs. I think he played for the Chiefs, and he played for some other teams, too. But they signed him over from the Chiefs, and he played in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, it's showing... He's also your second stringer for your center, so he's got to be a big dude.
Very, very flexible. Very flexible.
6'3", 305.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, he's very big, pretty big guy. the Browns, let's stay with the Browns for a minute. They had that stacked team. So all things being equal, yes, a coaching staff can improve the players, but this is their first year. I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but I'm just saying we had our third string quarterback last year. We were 8-8. They had everyone, and it was 6-10.
But in terms of names, like looking at the actual depth chart,
right?
I mean,
same thing last year. That's what I'm
right.
saying.
No. But I'm saying, in my opinion,
right?
I think. That, well, in my opinion, I would start Case Keenum over Baker Mayfield.
Oh, ouch.
But.
Mojo.
He might agree with that. I don't
know. Oh, wow. He might. I think he's a big Baker Mayfield.
But I think that in terms of the true depth chart, that the Cleveland Browns have far more weapons than the Steelers do.
Paper champions. On offense. Yeah, on offense. Yeah.
On offense and defense.
Not on defense. Mm-mm. No siree, bub. Not on defense. We have J.J. Watt.
T.J.
Watt. We have T.J. Watt, Bud Dupree, Minka Fitzpatrick, Joe Hayden.
Oh, I forgot about Minka for a second.
Devin
I don't know how
Bush.
I forgot about Minka.
Come on, man. Not on defense. Offense, I give it to him, but defense, we got a star-studded lineup on defense. Cameron Hayward. Oh boy, the list goes on and on. Okay, so
as you can see, we have quite the differences between how we feel about the teams,
yeah.
Especially within our own conference, our own division. I mean,
that's why I was trying to lay it out for you because you said based on last year, the Cleveland Browns were 6-10 and they had everyone. We were playing with our third string quarterback. Keep in mind, now the Steelers' offense was ranked 30th.
Bias. It's
the league. 30th ranked offense in the league. That's two rankings from being the worst?
Yeah, it's my purple bias. I can't help it.
Cincinnati was 26th, by the way, offensive rankings. Cleveland was 21, and I think your team was number two. The Ravens was number two behind Dallas, which was surprising because most of the year you guys were at number one.
Yeah, we were the most productive offense in the league for pretty much majority of the season.
Yeah, let's talk about the defenses in the AFC North. How about the Ravens before we get to the Steelers and the Ravens? Let's break down our defenses, the defensive rankings from last year. The Ravens was number four. The Steelers was number five. The Browns was 22nd. And the Bengals were ranked 29th. You guys gave up 300 yards a game. The Steelers gave up 304. The Browns gave up 361. And Cincinnati gave up 393 yards a game. So, but with that being said, the Steelers was right behind you guys. And keep in mind, you guys were 30th. We were 30th in the league. We had so many three and outs last year. Our defense was on the field forever. To prove my point that the Steelers defense is really good. You guys are ranked fifth, right? And they have this thing called yards per play. And
that's
how you really see how truly good a defense is. Because some defenses, again, like the Steelers, are on the field forever because the offense stinks. There was three teams tied for first place in the league last year. What, 4.7 yards per play. The New England Patriots was number one. San Francisco 49ers was number one at 4.7. And the Pittsburgh Steelers was number one. All three teams tied with 4.7 yards per play, defensively speaking. Now, keep in mind, the Steelers was on the field, their defense way more than San Francisco and New England's. So, just saying, we would have probably been the number one defense had Big Ben Roethlisberger been playing last year.
Well,
just saying.
We will see, I suppose. I mean,
just saying.
I mean, I don't know, man. This, I always love the matchup between the Ravens and the Steelers, but it's getting definitely interesting this year with Lamar Jackson and just the powerhouse that we have for an offense and just, oh man, I could go into Harbaugh's coaching tactics and just.
Yeah, y'all looked real good last year, man. Y'all 14-2. You guys always had a lead. And my biggest concern about your team was how are they going to play if somebody gets a lead on them? Because you guys.
And I think that happened like once or twice, maybe.
Twice. It happened with Kansas City.
Kansas City got the lead on us, and then Cleveland got the lead on us.
And then you had the Titans get you.
Yeah, and Lamar actually came out today. I don't know where it was exactly, but he basically admitted, we underestimated Tennessee in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I don't like those buys. I'm glad only one team gets to buy, and I hope it's never mine. Because what happened with you guys, you guys was resting players for, like, what, a couple?
3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks, you know what happens? Players weren't playing.
You know what happens 3 weeks? You get rusty, and you lose that game speed. So instead,
muscles start to tighten up.
So you lost regular season game speed, and then here you come into the playoffs. Yep, that's what happened to the Ravens last year.
Oh, yeah, I know, and I was cursing out my TV left and right. Oh, man, that was rough.
Yeah, it was, whoo, boy. Y'all had a lot of leads last year, and that's what I was always telling Paul. I was like, hey, man, the Ravens are good, but I don't know. I seen this offense before in the form of the Pittsburgh Steelers way, way back when Cordell Stewart was the quarterback. We get the lead on people. As long as we had the lead, we were good because we could run the ball, play smash mouth football, play defense, and it was all good. But once Cordell got behind, it's like, uh-oh, can this dude read defenses good enough? Has he seen everything yet? So that's going to be the question.
We've said that about Lamar and not being able to read defenses, which we all know is untrue at this point. I mean,
he's getting better. He's getting better. Look, here's my bias coming out. I was so, let me go ahead and keep it real, jealous of the Ravens because I thought y'all was going to fall flat on your face. I'm like, they got to eventually lose. They're going to eventually lose this week. This is going to be the week. No, it never happened. It never happened. All the way through the end of the regular season.
Yeah, it was like a 10-game win streak. Yeah, 10-game win streak.
10 games! And then you ran into the Titans. But I'm just saying, look, dude.
Oh, I was running on high.
Yeah.
Don't
I know it?
After that Kansas City loss, it was just game on. And you could even see it in the next game for the Ravens. Like, they felt the same way. Game on. We are not losing another one. That is not happening.
Big trust.
Yeah. Yeah, shoot, we can get into that and where that all started from.
Oh, man. Look, let me put it this way. With Ben Roethlisberger coming back, keep in mind the Steelers had the second rank, I think it was, offense the year before when he was before Ben got hurt.
Yeah,
I believe so. He threw for over 5,000 yards. And keep in mind the Steelers defense last year was ranked fifth. They were number one in the NFL in sacks. Now, I want y'all to think about this. They were number one in NFL in sacks, all right? They were fifth overall in defense. And this is a team that was playing from behind most of the time. So normally when you're playing from behind, you can't pin your ears back and sack the quarterback. So the Steelers never got an opportunity to really sack the quarterback. So, and the defense was always on the field. I'm telling you, man, if Ben comes back healthy, watch out. Watch out. We almost beat you guys with the third string quarterback last year there, partner.
You did. That was slightly embarrassing.
But the Ravens look good. I think this the AFC North may have three teams go to the playoffs next year.
Yeah, that's, I guess, yeah, I mean, it seems that the past couple years the Browns have always ended up right underneath the Steelers as well, but you know, we haven't had that seventh spot. But you also never know.
Oh, hold on. Let me pump the brakes on the Steelers overtaking the Ravens, because if y'all get that other dude, that Hollywood's cousin playing with you guys.
Antonio?
It's going to be ugly. I don't even want to say his name. I'm going to say that other dude because, you know.
That's not happening.
Yeah, I don't know. He was practicing with
He was practicing with Dwayne Haskins, too.
Yeah.
He's out there doing PR stunts. And
well, I
and
hope he doesn't go to the Ravens.
Saving
I
face.
Pray and hope he doesn't go to your team, man.
No, but sick. I did see an article because I guess the combination of RG3 wants to be a starter somewhere. And obviously, you know, Roger Goodell came out and is encouraging teams to sign Colin Kaepernick. And I guess it could have been an opinion article. I didn't read, you know, much past like the second or third paragraph, but it was essentially saying it could be a possibility if RG3 moves on that.
Could he move on this year? Like maybe via trade or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause he has blatantly come out and said,
yeah,
like, okay, I think I've done enough backup. I think I can do starting again.
Why would you say that, man? I guess because he wants to start.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you got to speak your mind.
Well, then now that puts him in a running for some of the teams that we talked about Cap may have possibly going to.
There's going to be some mid-season trades, I feel like, for the Ravens offense. I mean, we've got four different running backs. I mean, as much as I like Justice Hill.
J.K. Dobbins. Oh, I almost said a curse word.
Right, but Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins, and then on top of that, do you realize how tall Gus Edwards is? He's like 6'3". Like, he's a big dude, and he's still going to come barreling through there.
Yeah.
So, like, as much as I like Justice Hill, I think he's probably going to end up going somewhere else, along with potentially RG3.
Yeah. J.K. Dobbins. I'm still sore about that. I thought the Steelers was going to draft that guy.
Dangerous.
And then there you go. The Ravens. Oh, well, the Steelers passed up on him. Yeah, we'll take him. Great. Thanks.
Ray Rice without the abuse.
Who's your other wide receiver? You got Hollywood Brown.
We got Willie Snead, Miles Boykin. We just drafted Devin DuVernay out of, don't want to mess this up, I want to say Mississippi State.
Yeah.
And then James Proche. We just got him out of St. Mary's. He's underrated. Well, James Proche.
What is he going to start or what?
He's right behind Miles Boykin, and they normally bring in Miles Boykin for more so like out routes, down plays where they've got to get, you know, 4 or 5 yards, or sometimes in situations like that they just throw Miles straight down the field. Miles is the bigger receiver out of the three of them.
And you guys don't run too many three receiver sets. Y'all are normally doing that tight end set.
Yeah.
What didn't you guys lose a tight end or something like that?
We did.
One of the three that you guys had?
Hayden Hurst.
He's gone.
Yeah. Forget where he went, but he also just came out recently and said that even while he was with the Ravens, he was suffering with a massive amount of anxiety and depression and actually contemplated suicide at one point.
Woo! Wow. Well, I hope he's better now.
Yeah, I hope so too.
And I don't know where he's playing, but I'm glad he's not in AFC North.
Let's find out real quick.
While he's doing that, the Steelers.
Atlanta Falcons.
He went to Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay, from RPO to traditional pass offense.
Yeah, he was more of a third down tight end, the big blocker.
But your tight ends got a lot of receptions because that was your boy Jackson.
Mark Andrews and Lamar Jackson are un-freaking stoppable, man.
We have a tight end by the name of Eric Ebron, by the way.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm just saying
I saw Mark Andrews, and so did a lot of other people, saw Mark Andrews make some catches that it was just like, what?
Yeah. I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. Vance McDonald, too.
Yeah.
You remember the guy that ended that cornerback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers career? That dude literally retired after that. Look, it's going to be fun to see the Ravens and the Steelers mix it up, and it's going to also be fun to
see. When is it not the Ravens and the Steelers?
But you know, Cleveland stepping their game up. They split with you guys last year, so it's getting nasty and ugly because the Browns fans are sore because the Ravens are the original Browns.
Yeah.
So that looks like it might be turning into a rivalry there.
Yeah, and people didn't think too much into, I think a lot of the Ravens players didn't think too much into the fact that the Ravens and the Titans used to be a big rivalry. You know, when the Ravens first came into the league, the Steelers were consistently winning the AFC North.
Yep.
And we were always fighting with Tennessee for that wild card spot.
Used to be called the Central AFC Central Division back in the day.
but yeah. I remember many times watching Tennessee Titans and Baltimore battle it out.
It's oh man, the Ravens,
Vince Young and Air McNair.
It's gonna be very interesting to see these two teams rock 'em, sock 'em, knock 'em out.
As long as Mike Tomlin doesn't try to trip anybody.
Oh boy. Look, don't sleep on Ben. That's all.
Hey,
we
talked about that on air actually a couple weeks ago about what's the one. We can talk about this right here. What's the one thing from sports, like the one thing that happened in a sports game where, like, no matter what, you can't go back and watch that just because you know that it happens in there. That's the one for me. Like, that's the one.
He did not trip him.
Are you kidding me?
Nah.
He's looking the entire opposite way of the rest of the game. He's not even looking at the frickin' player. He's looking in the actual opposite direction, 180 degrees.
What happened was he was looking down the field, and he stepped out on the field. And
looking down the field
back.
At who? No one's down there. The play hadn't gotten there yet.
He's looking at the Jumbotron.
Bullshit.
He didn't know that dude was coming. That was an accident.
No, that was not an accident.
He didn't touch him.
Pull up a still image and look at the smirk on that man's face.
That was an accident.
Look at the smirk on that man's face.
Hey, didn't he get out the way before? They didn't touch each other. He got out of the way.
Barely. He had to slow up.
Did y'all win that game?
I don't know.
I think y'all still may have won that game. I don't know.
I just remember cursing at my TV screen so much over that.
He didn't do that on purpose. Look, if y'all listening, Mike Tomlin did not stand in the way of that player.
Okay.
He was looking at the Jumbotron.
Oh, and I'm going to pull up this picture for
don't
you.
Don't do it. Oh, man. No, man. Come on. I believe you. I believe you. I don't want to talk about it. We don't talk about that. We don't talk about that.
What's the one for you though?
Why you want to do this to me?
The one.
It's the touchdown that we had against New England, and they said he didn't control the play all the way to the ground.
Oh.
And then the next year they changed the rule and say, oh yeah, by the way, that was a catch.
Here you go. Play hasn't even gotten to that side of the field, and that man's facing what?
He didn't even see him coming.
But why is he facing that way? He's the head coach of their football team, and he's not watching the play?
And then he had to get out of the way, because if you look at that picture, the referee was actually running down. So Mike had to maneuver out of the way of the referee, and when he got out of the referee way, probably that's what probably put him in the way of your player. It's the referee's fault.
It cost him $100,000.
Yeah, it did. Steelers paid it. But to get back to that one play, that was your one play? Well, my one play was that play against New England, because that was a touchdown and they robbed us, because they turned around and said, oh yeah, by the way, that was a touchdown because it broke the plane. It doesn't matter if you control it all the way down. Once it crosses that goal line,
yeah,
touchdown.
Once the tip of the ball crosses the goal line.
And that's what happened. Touchdown. Nope. Not a touchdown. You didn't control it all the way to the ground. Okay.
Lies.
Yeah.
All right, so Ravens. The AFC North is full of teams that are three teams. I would say Cleveland.
Full of teams.
Baltimore and Pittsburgh. Out of the four teams in the AFC North, there's only one team that has a quarterback that's won a game. A playoff game. And that's Ben Roethlisberger in the Pittsburgh Steelers.
But how long ago was that?
What, that we won a playoff game?
Yeah.
Maybe like 3-4 years ago.
Okay. So you probably have a majority of a different team behind him.
Out of all the teams in the AFC North, there's only one team that has a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers.
But not only one team that has a Super Bowl winning coach.
You guys, coach, won a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have six.
Okay, if we want to get into that, how long have the Steelers been around? What was the Steelers' first year?
In the last, 20 years or so, we've won two Super Bowls.
Right, I've gotten into this debate with pretty much any Steelers fan ever we've won six. Okay, well, since 1996, how many have you won? Two? Okay, yeah. Us two.
Two.
Okay, us two.
And we've been there three times.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Close doesn't count.
All right. How many times we beat y'all in the AFC championship game? Playoffs? How many times we put y'all out of playoffs?
Quite a few times. But we've done the exact same.
Yeah, I know. Oh, let's focus on, you ever see that hit that Bart Scott put on them? Ben Roethlisberger? I was watching that today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Bart Scott was a mean dude.
Man. Do you think T. Suggs is coming back to you guys, T. Sizzle, or is he just done?
No,
is he retired?
No. Well,
you don't think he's going to do that whole I'm a play for another year, 1 year, and then retire as a Raven or something like that?
That was his intention. But the Ravens were on the they were the last waiver claim.
So he went to Kansas City and picked
Kansas
up a Super Bowl.
Right.
I love T. Sizzle, man. I don't like many Ravens, but T. Sizzle's my favorite Raven because dude got
they
respect.
Have a whole T. Sizzle zone at the stadium.
Hopefully he'll come back.
They still have it, even though he doesn't play for us.
I mean, look, dude, once he retires, he's once a Raven, always a Raven. He's going to always be a Raven, man.
Yeah.
So, let's talk about some video games.
Yeah, speaking of the Ravens, Madden 2021, Lamar Jackson on the cover.
You okay with that?
I am. I'm very okay with that.
Okay
that
with
means
it?
That I am 110% going to buy this year's copy.
You okay with him? You know about the Madden curse, right?
I know that it doesn't exist.
Okay. You okay?
I know that it's been busted for years now.
Okay. All right. So you don't. So you. What are you saying? You don't believe in the Madden curse?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. You got Antonio Brown. He ain't been right since.
That's on his
Tom Brady.
His own
Tom Brady.
So I'm going through a CBS Sports
got
article,
got
and
Gronk.
They're going through them.
Got Odell Beckham.
So scrolling through from 2000, and they had Barry Sanders on the front.
Got Adrian Peterson.
So the first one that it says is not cursed. Can you guess who it is?
Patrick Mahomes.
Ray Lewis, 2005.
Oh, I remember that dude was like 110 rating in Madden. He had like 110 rating. The highest rating you can get in Madden is 100. This dude had 110 rating.
It's Ray Lewis.
Yeah. Whoo. Wow. Got Drew Brees.
Oh, the 2010 one with Larry Fitzgerald and Troy Polamalu, half cursed.
Yeah. I'm happy that Lamar Jackson, I'm going to keep it real. I'm happy. I'm happy that he's on the front of the cover, man. I am so happy because I'm not going to wish any bad things on anyone, but I'm happy that he's on the cover.
Yeah, no, I'm happy that he's on the cover. I believe he's happy that he's on the cover. I mean, it serves him right after a season like he had last year.
Yeah.
He is him and Mahomes are essentially side by side almost the faces of the NFL right now, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, Tom, of course you've got Tom Brady, you've got all the other big name players, but
we're talking young guns here.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like the new faces of the NFL.
They are the top two. They tried to push the hell out of Baker Mayfield. Him and all them damn commercials. If you would have spent more time not making damn commercials, sweeping
and actually
about,
studying the playbook.
Yeah, studying the playbook, you'd have been all right. But yeah, no, let's keep it real. 100. Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson, they're pretty much the face of the NFL. I mean, name two other quarterbacks that are as dynamic and as popular as those guys. Not many. You have Deshaun Watson over there in Houston, but he lost his best receiver.
Yes, he did.
Which is weird.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of stuff I feel like going on in Houston right now that I don't even know if Houston knows what's going on.
Yeah. Well, so you say Ravens first. Toss up Browns Steelers second, possibly. Maybe the Browns over the Steelers a little bit. And then the Bengals is going to pull a rear up.
I think the Bengals are going to be far, far behind.
I'm going to feel real bad if Joe Burrow comes in and pulls Ben Roethlisberger and wins like 12 games in a row.
Oh, I think he'll at least win 5. But
I would say that if there was a training camp and it was a regular season like normal. But with this whole COVID thing and you're not being able to get out there for mini camp, rookie camp, none of that, he's missing out on a lot of action out there and a lot of reps.
Oh, I know. And I mean, as plenty of people have said before, like, you know, it just keeps moving faster as you go up in level of difficulty. So, you know, from college to NFL, the plays move faster. The players move faster. You know, the whole game moves faster.
Yeah. So we're going to find out. The Hall of Fame game, the Steelers, I think they play the Cowboys.
Yes, they do.
And, well, the NFL said it was going to be some fans in the stand. And then the governor.
Not anymore.
The governor was like, I don't think it's going to be any fans in the stand.
Yeah, I think that's.
As of right now.
I think that's a better idea. I mean, that's kind of where I stand. So where do you stand on allowing some fans in the stands once the regular season starts. Do you see that as a true possibility?
I do. Let me tell you why. Because certain places are, unless things change, phase two. Phase two is, what, 50% capacity at restaurants?
Right, but this is where it starts to go wrong, I feel like, is you have, take the Ravens, for example.
Yep.
You have X amount of people that pay for PSLs to have season tickets.
Yeah.
That could easily be more than 50% capacity of the stadium.
Well, I talked to Mike Street about this. He's a Steeler fan, but he was like, I was like, so what are they going to do? I said, well, they just randomly do it at random. That's the best way to do it. He said, no, his idea was they're going to take people who have those season tickets like that, and they get to go to one home game.
So you think they're going to split it up like you have season tickets and
to make
you
sure
get to go to week three?
Yeah. That way you get to go to a home game this season because of the extenuating circumstances.
That is fair, but there's still going to be a good amount of people that are going to whine and complain and want their money back.
Absolutely. But there's nothing they can do about it because this is a natural disaster pretty much. They're treating COVID-19 like a natural disaster. So there's nothing they can do. They can't even sue the NFL or anything because it was nothing they can do about it. And I'm like, if you get to phase three, I think phase three means that's when they open the movie theaters and things of that nature.
Right.
So if you can go to a movie theater, this is my point. If they get to phase three before August, then there are going to be some fans in the stand because if you can go to a movie theater and watch a movie inside, you damn sure can go to a football game outside.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. Especially after the CDC saying that you can't really contract it unless someone pretty much spits in your mouth.
Well, you know what?
It doesn't stay on surfaces for as long as people say that it does.
This is scary, but getting back to what we're talking about, if they move to phase three, then you're going to have fans in the stands.
See, I find it very difficult. Like, I get Mike Street saying that, you know, like that makes total sense that they split it up like that. But it's still the factor that you're going to have, I feel like, a majority of people complaining because you think about how much money was spent on those season tickets and they don't get their money's worth. But what, the NFL just keeps the money? The teams just keep the money?
No, the
venues
teams,
just keep the money?
The teams are losing money. This is how they're going to explain
right,
it.
Right. I understand that they're losing money, but like everyone's losing money. It becomes it's like that stupid circle scam that was going around where you pay $100 and you get into the middle and then all of a sudden.
I know somebody that we work with that was in
I know. Yeah, I know plenty of people that were doing that. But the thing is like it's exactly how it played out. You know, 2 weeks down the road, there are multiple people that paid in that did not get out.
Yep. And that's how it's going to be for those season ticket holders this year.
It's a dangerous game. I feel like, for me, I feel like it's either all fans or no fans.
They're going to be able to, I'm telling you, a natural disaster is how they're going to get out. And I know that they're going to be like, well, we're losing money too because we're not filling our stands up 100%. So natural disaster is how
they're going to lose millions, if not billions, in terms of, TV licenses and
well, that TV revenue is going to stay the same. They make NFL is making a killing from the TV revenue, but people in the stands.
I'm more so thinking of sponsorships. You know, like I guess so. Like when they've got the camera and they're kind of like shine. Like so, think of like at a hockey game, switching sports. The camera is showing around the rink, and you've got that bottom part,
that
boards.
Skirt, that
right,
skirt.
Right. All of those advertisements are part of that TV revenue as well.
Yeah.
Those people do not put their advertisements there without knowing that it's going to be on TV.
Yes.
So another thing that was brought up, and this is kind of where I think more so it's going to go to make up for the lost money, is the 40-foot rule. Do you know about the 40-foot rule in
the
NFL?
No, I do not know.
So if you look around, like when you go to an NFL game, they have all around the bottom of the stadium, like right against the field, is all of the different players' foundations and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That is for TV licensing. They do not want to put any kind of advertising there, any kind of company's logo there, because then they have to pay them.
Oh.
So it's the 40-foot rule, 40 foot off the ground before you can put a logo. So they're talking about, or it was at one point, about reversing that or taking that away and just littering the bottom of that like the hockey boards with advertisements, to where when you see the close-up shots, the different angles on the field, you still got all the advertisements in the back.
For this year only.
Right. That's where all their money's coming from.
They're going to do it.
And then they don't have to worry about negotiating who gets what tickets.
Yeah, they're going to do it.
Because, again, even on top of that whole, you know, oh, you get one home game. Like, yeah, people are going to complain about not getting the full, you know, amount that they paid for, the full season. But many, many people are also going to complain about the stupid fact of, I didn't want to go to that game.
I wanted to go to
this game. I was
going to
actually take that game off and sell my ticket to that game.
I wanted to go to the Ravens-Steeler game.
I wanted to go to the Monday Night Football game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be that. Like, it's going to be the, like, that's kind of where I'm breaking it down is, like, how do you decide who gets Monday Night Football tickets and how do you decide who gets a random Sunday 1 p.m. game?
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. It's going to be an issue. It's going to be an issue. But I'd be happy to go to any game. But honestly, I would rather go to the Ravens game. Steelers versus the Ravens game.
Ravens, Chiefs. I told my dad as soon as they released the schedule, I was like, if we play football this year and we are able to get tickets, I want to be at that game.
Are y'all playing in Kansas City again?
No, we are playing in Baltimore.
Finally.
And that's why, it bugged me so much. The fact that all of this started hitting like right around all of that, like the 1 year. In the past 4 years that we've played Kansas City in Baltimore, and there may not be fans in the stands.
Well, let me say this to you, to give you some encouragement. In most of Virginia, we're at phase two.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they also said that we're not going to do a phase three just yet.
Right, but in most of Virginia, we're at phase three. And what month is this? June?
June.
August? September? Dude, come on. You don't think with the next couple of months, unless we have a big setback, we're not going to be in phase three by then? Come on, man.
I'm not saying that we're not going to be in phase three, but it's still like, it's the whole coming back slowly.
Yeah.
It's you know, just as like, I don't worry necessarily about myself. And, you know, like, I know I'm keeping myself safe, but I'm worried about all the other people doing the dumb stuff, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm worried about the fact of, just like it happened here in Virginia, hey, we're going to open up for phase one, you know, all outdoor activities, you know, gladly go do our outdoor activities. Then the mayor and the governor had to come back and say that these outdoor activities cannot include speakers and alcohol and literally like labeling everything possible to avoid any kind of gathering. And that's more so what I'm afraid of is that.
Oh, you're talking about at the football games, they can be like, oh, no alcohol.
No, not no alcohol. I'm just saying that I think that after all of this like opens back up, that everyone's going to rush back and we're going to get a spike, just like Florida is starting to see a second spike after bringing everything back and saying, no, we're good.
So what happened in New York, right?
Right.
They said it was only supposed to be 50% capacity. Them suckers were like 100, 110.
Exactly. And on top of that, we have an indoor mask policy. How many times have you been to Kroger or to any store ever and seen 100% of the people wearing masks?
No.
Exactly.
And they look at you like you crazy. I'm like, look.
Exactly.
I'm like, yo, bro, I don't want to wear this mask, but those be the rules, so I'm going to put it on.
Yeah, I put it on before I walk in, and then I take it off as soon as I get out. Like, I follow the rules, yeah, but...
And then then some of the folks stand up close to you without the mask.
Like, yeah.
Then you have to give them that look like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. But that's kind of, I guess, my thought process.
Are you
going
to have a mask on in the stands? I wonder if that's...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wouldn't put it past that. I mean, like, if we're bringing back fans in the stands, 110% you're going to have a mask.
I love the way you said that, fans in the stands. That rhyme, bro. So, yeah, if we reach phase three, I see fans in the stand. And I'm going to pump the brakes on the governor saying that there wasn't going to be any fans in the stand for the Hall of Fame game, because that's in August. A lot can happen one way or the other between now and then. But I'm hoping it's going to trend positively to where there will be some fans in the stands.
I think it will as it's getting warmer. But like I said at the beginning of this, once, you know, it started getting warmer and everyone was like, oh, maybe we can, you know, start venturing back outside. I mean, round two's coming. It's coming no matter what. It's just a matter of how hard it's going to hit us.
Yep. Probably here in the winter months, as soon as it starts getting cold.
Yeah. Around Halloween, Thanksgiving, you're going to start seeing more cases pop up.
They might be like, all right, I know we had some fans in the stands, but now we have to back off of that.
Yes, and that's another thing that I'm curious about. How do you handle that? January games, when you know that this thing is running rampant?
They might have, they said first of the year, but they're going to have a vaccine. That's the biggest thing with, I don't want to talk about the coronavirus, but anyways.
But it all plays into it. I mean, it truly does. I mean, the progression of a vaccine or a cure of any kind for this coronavirus plays into everything football related.
So I think what they're going to do is take their temperature before the game, ask them about symptoms, basically what they do at any job. And if you don't have a temperature, you can come play football.
Yeah, and I saw that they're making, a lot of teams, I don't know, they didn't label which teams, but a lot of teams are making, like, specially isolated areas for the players who do test positive, because, I mean, Roger Goodell, again, last night in the, what was it called, Coming Back to Sports,
right,
with Mike Greenberg, he even said, like, we expect positive tests after, you know, the whole thing about Ezekiel Elliott came out, we expect positive tests. It's not that, you know, if we get, it's when we get positive tests, what do we do? And there's a lot of teams that are setting up isolation areas for that. Exactly.
Yep. So, I mean, it's going to be funny. Some weeks you're going to have a big game and one main player is going to have the coronavirus and he ain't going to be able to play.
Yeah. What do you do if Tom Brady randomly contracts the coronavirus on a Saturday night?
If he's playing the Steelers, I'd be happy, and I hope he recover.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, if you're Bruce Arians, what do you do?
Oh, yeah, you got Jameis Winston. I don't even know who their backup quarterback is.
But it's dangerous, man.
It's going to be interesting. You can
not dangerous is the wrong word. It's not actually dangerous, but I mean it is, because I mean people have died from the coronavirus, but like
it's going to be an
obviously
season.
The NFL is taking the right precautions, but it's still a toss-up.
So I'm looking forward to the season. I hope it happens, because Ben's looking great. I think we can do some damage in the North. I think the Steelers can win the AFC North this year over the Baltimore Ravens. That was my impersonation of Stephen A. Smith. However, I'm excited. That I hope everything's fine. I just hope, you know, we move to phase three. They find a vaccine that works for the coronavirus, and we can move forward with the season. And when somebody gets the coronavirus, they just get the vaccine. They're better in like 1 week or however long it takes you to get over the flu virus.
Life is dangerous.
It is. It's very dangerous. You could die from drinking too much water.
Yeah. Drown yourself. There's a word for that, like a medical term, but essentially drowning yourself internally.
Yeah, it's crazy. But one thing I can't do is watch too much of my Pittsburgh Steelers play some football. It's crazy. I'm looking forward to the season, but I think the Ravens is going to be a good team. I think they're really going to be a really tough to handle team. And if Ben comes back healthy, watch out. I think we'll split. So we'll leave it at that. I'll leave it with this.
So where are we going next time?
Maybe we can pull Paul in, and we can talk about the NFC football.
Okay,
because he's an Eagles fan, right?
Talk about the NFC East. Break down some Redskins. Yeah. Break down some Cowboys.
Yep, and maybe we can get old Clifford. He's a big Redskins fan. We can get him on the phone because he didn't like to
leave his office. Yeah,
yeah. So we can get him on the phone and get Cliffy in there, and he could talk about the Redskins, and we can get Paul over here, and he could talk about the Eagles and break it down.
Sounds like a solid show.
All right. Well, hey, it's been real. It's been fun. Are you going to get Madden?
Yes.
What type of
what edition?
No, I'm saying like, what do you have, an Xbox or PlayStation?
I have an Xbox, but I'm not getting the new Xbox once the whole new console comes out. I don't know if you've seen the new Xbox.
I've seen the new PlayStation 5.
You haven't seen the new Xbox?
No, I'm getting a PlayStation 5. Dude.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm gonna get the PlayStation 5 because the Xbox looks like a freaking desktop computer. It's like a giant brick. It's like this tall. It's like. It's ridiculous looking, and it has this, and when you break down the specs, it's almost identical.
So yeah,
So it's like, what? Why would you waste all this extra? Like, what is the extra space taking up?
Well, I hope you get a PlayStation 5 because I'm going to come out of retirement. I haven't played Madden in 3 years. I retired 3 years ago.
Well, they need to start doing crossplay on everything. Yeah, they need to start doing.
I thought they said they were going to do that, but it didn't happen yet.
Because another thing about this new Madden, they are coming out with a career mode, like an official story career mode.
Finally.
Where you design your own player and you start. I doubt it's going to actually take you through a whole lot.
Right.
But you actually, like, kind of like, I doubt you played the latest NHL game, but they kind of did one where you created a player and you played like one game. Like your last game that kind of decided your draft pick placement.
Yeah.
I hope that's not what Madden's going to do, but they did say that they were coming out with create your own player mode where you go through a few games in high school and in college and then progress on.
High school?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I think it's going to be like high school state championship, then like a couple games in college, and then like that. How you play in those games determine who you get quote unquote drafted by.
That'd be fun. I could see myself doing that.
That's kind of how NHL did it, so I could see them doing it that way.
I could see myself doing it. So hopefully we'll get Cliffy and we'll get Paul and we'll talk some NFC football next time.
Yes.
It's been real, brother.
Till next time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.